This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
This is BLB. I'm Grant Paulson, joined by Toby Altizer, as always, producer Darris Dameron, alongside as well. Toby, where to begin? It's 20-plus years in the making. At long last, this is a decade-old story, but what a stunner this week. The Masson dispute is over. The Nats will get a windfall of cash coming in from what they are due from 2022 to 2026. And as of next year in 26, they will be a free agent, able to go get a TV deal, whether it's at Monumental Sports with Ted Leonsis, whether it's with Major League Baseball. We're talking about real-life streaming baseball. We're talking about being in the 2020s once and for all off of Masson. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's such big news, but it just seemed like it came out of nowhere. Just randomly on Monday, all of a sudden, all these different news things, all these things you got to talk about, and then you get thrown in here with the Nationals and all this stuff being finally resolved, which is beautiful for the Nationals. This has been something hanging over the franchise for years because it affects everything. Obviously, it affects how much they're going to spend in free agency. It affected the viability of a sale when the team was up for sale. And, you know, it basically opens the door for any number of possibilities for this team. You know, the one possibility is they stay the exact same and operate the exact same just under a new network, which we hope is not the case. But, you know, potentially they get a new deal with another network and all of a sudden you have money there. Maybe they go out and add a sponsorship to the name of the stadium, and maybe they add a sponsorship to the sleeve of the jersey, and suddenly that's a lot of extra money that you could spend on a roster as James Wood and Dylan Cruz and CJ Abrams and Mackenzie Gore and hopefully, you know, Sikora and these guys are coming down the line, and you start spending on some free agents and we could be talking about a winning baseball team again. So it's a nice sign that at least gives you some hope that maybe things could be going in the right direction.
Well, it's funny. I made the joke on the show this week in D.C. Like, I really want this to mean that they boost their payroll exponentially and they're going out and getting Vladdy Jr. this offseason, or that they're even maybe selling the team. But I will just settle for being able to stream baseball games on a network that isn't Masson. Like, that would be a good start for me. And being able to make your own money. You control your own purse strings on your own TV deal. Look, this was clearly prohibitive over the years. I think that's irrefutable. It was a bad situation. You should be able to make your own money on your own games. That's obvious. The fact that this deal went on as long as it did in perpetuity with the Orioles was a bad thing for Washington and for the learners. I wouldn't say otherwise. But I've long kind of felt like this was a noose around the team that, you know, they thought was bigger than it actually was at times and was kind of used as an excuse. The Masson deal existed when they were a top five type payroll, you know, when they were winning a World Series. The Masson deal existed when they were spending a ton of money and going and getting Max Scherzer for $210 million years ago and giving out the $245 million contract to Steven Strasburg or dropping a buck 25 mil on Jason Wirth. And those days seem to be just long gone. But I think you said it well, Toby. Endless possibilities here, whether it means that a potential sale is back on. Does Ted Leonsis now want to get back into trying to buy this team because he can own the rights to the television network and own the team like he does for the Wizards, Capitals, Mystics, and others on Monumental Sports? Might it just mean that the Lerners have more conviction in their ability to spend money because they know more money's coming in now and they don't have to worry about getting jobbed with a bad TV deal? Those are both possibilities, but I also think, like, just give me a pregame show and the ability to stream. I'll start there and I'll figure the rest of it out later.
Yeah, and I mean, this is something that is huge. Like you said, they were definitely getting hindered. I mean, this looks like it's going to end up being around $320 million. The Washington Post saying that, you know, they'll get most of that money. So somewhere in that ballpark of $320 million, probably just slightly less than that from 2022 to 2026. And that's obviously a chunk of change, about $64 million a year. But just for context, a team like the Dodgers is bringing in $334 million per season on their TV deal. So, yes, that obviously is a big reason why they're able to operate the way that they do, but $64 million, that's a huge number, Grant. I'm not trying to downplay it, but $64 million is not the reason that they're not spending money. You know, whatever the reason is, that them not getting the Masson money isn't the reason that, like you said, they were operating as a team that was paying in the top of Major League Baseball when they were still having issues with Masson before. So this doesn't all of a sudden be like, oh, okay, now this is going to suddenly change everything. You hope that it does, but I think it at least opens the possibility now that maybe that you're looking at, well, we need to be productive for a new TV network so we can get more money and we can get more viewers and people care more about the team. Because the issue that this team has had is, you know, 2019, I saw our guy Byron Kerr, works with us at The Fan, had posted a picture in 2019 and the ballpark is full and everyone's there. And we haven't seen that, Grant. I mean, people care about baseball in D.C. when it's good, but frankly, it hasn't been good for so long that, you know, it's different if 1 or 2 years you fall into irrelevancy and everybody says, okay, well, you know, we'll be back soon. But when you all of a sudden just become irrelevant for a long period of time, which we're going on now, suddenly you don't become a part of people's lives anymore. So, you know, the Nationals, I think, really need to capitalize on this where, you know, this season that, you know, they need to improve and the next couple of years when you're going to be bringing in a new TV sponsor and all these different things, there's a potential that this could mean even more money down the road if you can actually recapture some of the fan base that has been tuned out a little bit because the team's been so bad and has, you know, they're not listening to our podcast maybe and getting the update on Brady House and what's going on with Travis Sikora. They're just tuning in to see what's happening with the Curly W's. They don't even know, you know, who's pitching out of the pen that night. You're losing those people because the team hasn't been competitive for a long time. So I think it's huge for them to recapture a lot of that sort of fan base this season as you go into a free agency for a TV deal going forward.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, it's a great point by you, and I would go back to just say you referenced the Dodgers and the money they make on their TV deal, and it's why they're able to do what they do to some extent. I mean, I think it's a chicken or the egg thing. You know, if you build it, they will come. It's not if they come, then you get to build it after. That's not the saying, right? So, I mean, the Dodgers also, there's interest because of how they operate. I understand they're the Dodgers, and they're always going to have that, and the floor is very, very high. But do you think if they were just kind of a middling NL West team that didn't spend all the money that they do, that it would be what it is to be a Dodgers fan? Of course not. That is largely a, you know, you create the excitement. You kind of bring the juice to the party, so to speak. So ideally, the Nats will be able to start doing more of that, or at least, as Barry Svrluga wrote in the Washington Post today, Tobes, they will have less of an excuse to not do that.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, just for example, this is an article, I think, from a San Diego TV station that came out about a month ago saying that the Dodgers are making that $334 million. The Padres are making $60 million. And I think if anybody around baseball knows, the Padres are operating much more aggressively than the Nationals, right? So it's something that $60 million is definitely... not having that as a hindrance. There's no doubt about it. We're not stupid in saying that you're not having $60 million, you know, is not a big deal. It is. But it's also not the reason that you're not in on any free agents this offseason and haven't been for the last couple of offseasons, where your big-time free agent signings are Trevor Williams and Michael Soroka. And with all due respect, if you added $64 million, is that going to suddenly make it so that you're going after the Max Frieds of the world? Probably not.
You put some respect on Trevor Williams' name, but just give me some shoulder programming, man. Give me a network where there's actual shows about the Nationals and about their players, and there's content about the team during the day. Like, it's not that big of an ask, and that should be the bare minimum. And hopefully we get that on Monumental Sports next year, or if baseball takes over, however this works out, that we'll have that possibility, in addition to the fact for the first time ever, we inexplicably haven't been able to, but we'll be able to stream games moving forward on an app on our smart TVs, you know, like people all over the world do with all of the content that they want. You've got to basically fish where the fish are at this point, and they just haven't via Masson here over the last few years.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.